Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Saul Thompson, Chief Executive Officer at the Chevra Kedisha. Looking back, wow. How do you even put a year like this into some form of context?
Good morning, Howard. And yeah, not simple at all to put it into context. And I think one just has to look back with gratitude wherever possible for the blessings that we have.
I think you're absolutely right. Take us through the year. As far as the Chevra Kedisha is concerned, the facilities that you're looking after, the people, both inside the, on campus, people off campus. Take us through what is clearly a roller coaster of a year.
Yeah. So I think starting with the residential side, on the 13th of March will be exactly a year since we locked our gates. And I think it's pretty hard for people to comprehend that they have not, you know, these residents have not left that facility. And aside from small intervals with safe visitation, their families haven't been allowed in. And I think we tend to forget that as we manage to move on with our lives in some semblance of normality, that there's a group of people that are at most at risk, extremely vulnerable, and have really suffered in that regard. So that year has been hell of a challenging. I think certainly initially, a lot worse. We were blessed through the second wave to have very, very few infections. And, on the whole, our residents are really in good spirits. We got a beautiful message this morning from one of the residents just talking about, how it's been a year of gratitude and no whining. So I'm not complaining, to reach that point.
I absolutely refuse to believe there's been no whining. I'm sorry. If whining was a national,
365 days.
If whining was a community sport, we'd be Olympians.
So it's interesting. I've experienced this myself. There's been so much positivity, from the residents, so much gratitude, you know, the understanding. And I think they felt supported both by the community, which has really responded to all of our initiatives, and even just the publicity on the 1 year anniversary makes them feel special and important and mm-hmm. central and not mm-hmm. forgotten. And of course by the staff who've really gone the extra mile, to see their needs, to see every individual, to address that as much as it's, difficult and one needs broad policies here to protect a large number of people, the individual hasn't been forgotten. And I think that's also part of the secret to the success.
Mm. Part of the challenge must have been the fact that families who might be living overseas would come to visit, come in and out, families who live around or live in Johannesburg would see the residents often. The fact that they couldn't do that for the last while must be a significant challenge for the residents.
Yes and no. I think that those with overseas family have actually seen their loved ones more by a huge factor. I mean, I think there's been over 2,500 digital visits, either WhatsApp or Skype. And that's a new innovation. That wasn't happening prior to COVID in a real way. You know, the facilities were available, but if you were bedridden, the facilities weren't coming to your bed. But now we have dedicated staff who take the phone around by appointment. And so people are seeing their loved ones more overseas, certainly. Locally, of course, has been very challenging on both sides. Those people living down the road, those having to visit, kind of through the gate. And that I think has taken its toll. But again, I think there's gratitude on both sides. We know how this has affected aged facilities across the world, and statistically we're not even in the same graph as what we've seen around the world. So I think everyone's just grateful for that blessing and doing the best that they can.
Mm. Around the world, we've seen some real horror stories running, if the virus ran through a facility like one of the facilities that you're managing. That must have been a source of tremendous anxiety throughout the year.
Yes, certainly in the early days, I was shielding most of our staff from those stories. We were getting them, reading them and learning from them, but the horrors couldn't be shared because I think, there's just some things that are too much to deal with. Mm. We take these, the day-to-day running of the facilities for granted, but many of the practices, were the causes of the problems overseas. And so I think the research helped us, and we had to change the way we operate almost completely. And that's the learning from overseas has been powerful. And more recently, you know, we're used to doing it and we know what we need to do. And we just got to keep doing it with discipline.
And that's the whole point, I would imagine, is just being, as flexible in the areas that you can be flexible, almost rigid in the areas that you know and that you know from other learnings that you need to be non-flexible around.
Keeping the broader public out has been an absolute must for us. Mm-hmm. And so long as the facilities are safe, we can, you know, keep life as normal as possible inside the facilities and provide as much flexibility. There were times where residents were constrained to their rooms and we tried to do as much as we could to support them there. But on the whole, you know, people should know that life inside the facilities has really been special. They have each other. They have the staff. They're not isolated. They're not lonely. Many people in the community have suffered in a different way with loneliness and solitude.
And isolation, absolutely.
And having people around them. So we're always looking to what we can be grateful for. And I think even, you know, just seeing the community's response to our, you know, 1,000 cupcakes and 1,000 roses for 1,000 residents, which is happening this week.
So we don't really have time, but I just love that too much not to talk about. Just tell us about that campaign.
You know, it's something small, but we wanted the residents to feel the support of the community. And so this, I think today or over Shabbos, every resident will get a cupcake and a rose sponsored by a community member for 18 Rand. They've been donating on our website. And then this Friday night, we've got an awesome catered meal from one of the kosher caterers who also needed the business. So we had family of residents sponsor the meal. So we're really spoiling the residents this Shabbos and letting them know that the community's thinking of them and they haven't been forgotten and their courage is truly appreciated.
And so is the work that you do. Absolutely phenomenal. It is 8:31. Saul Thompson, thank you for speaking to us.